Let's go back to England and look at the demise of the Conservative Party. What should that party do now? Let's speak to Henry Hill, editor of the Conservative Home Political website. Henry Hill, good afternoon. Thanks for taking our call today.
Oh, my pleasure.
It's hard to overstate the scale of the loss for the Conservative Party in this election.
Yeah, it's absolutely historic. The BBC has been dredging up graphics of Benjamin Disraeli to try and find examples of the Conservative Party losing so many seats in one election, and they still couldn't. This is, I think, the worst loss of seats for the Conservatives since, I mean, essentially, the modern party took shape in the 1840s. It's absolutely extraordinary.
Henry, I'm going to cut you off briefly there. The line is plummeting even quicker than Conservatives in the polls at the moment. We'll try to come back to you if we can. But you may have heard much in recent days about the Irish, or more to be accurate, the Cork influence on the new British Prime Minister. Keir Starmer's campaign manager and closest aide, Morgan McSweeney, is from Macroom. His father, Tim, was telling Radio 1 earlier that Labour had a greater understanding of the Irish situation than the Tories, and that was why his son opted for the Labour Party. One of Labour MPs also has a Cork connection. He's Damien Egan, MP for Bristol North East. We talked with him earlier, and he began by giving us his reaction to being re-elected for the Labour Party.
It's just sinking in now. Had a few hours sleep. And now catching up on all the results and stuff. So yeah, it's been quite the 6 weeks really.
And your reaction to the huge victory on the part of your party?
I mean, it's amazing. So I'm catching up, and you're hearing these big names that Labour have taken seats from. And yeah, it's a big result. And I mean, there's a lot of work to do. It is quite daunting because there's a lot to fix. But it means that they've got a big majority. They can get on with it.
Tell me about your core connections.
Oh, so I was born in Cork in the Erinville Hospital. So I don't think the Erinville's there now. And so my grandparents were, so we'd be there every year with my grandparents. I've got my aunt, uncle, cousins all over in Ireland as well.
So when did you come to England?
I came over when I was 3 months old on a Slattery's bus. Because my dad is English and my mum was brought up in Bristol. And then the intention had always been that basically my mum's mum had wanted me to stay in Ireland, but this is 1982, so there wasn't really jobs and stuff. It was quite difficult. So they made the decision to come back and come back to Bristol.
And you regularly came back to Cork, is that right?
Yeah, so I come back to Cork every year. Last time was in September. So I was there in September. So yeah, we always try and do like a family trip in Newmarket. And I did have uncle in Bantyre, uncle and aunt there, but they passed away. We've got all, like, our family's all in, like, Newmarket area.
Do you consider yourself Irish?
Yeah, British and Irish, both really. So I was always proud to have that identity. I think when I was growing up, I felt more Irish. And then when you get a bit older, you go to Ireland and everyone sees you're English.
So you're the English lad, yes. One of the criticisms of the last administration in Downing Street was that it was quite distant to Ireland, that it didn't understand Ireland. Now, we heard from another Cork connection to the new Labour government on Radio 1 earlier. This was the father of Morgan McSweeney, the chief advisor to Keir Starmer.
Yes.
Tell me about how you think this administration might be different in terms of how it regards Ireland.
I think for all the international relationships, this administration will be different. The relationship between United Kingdom and the Republic of Ireland, like this, is a critical relationship, and you know we're very close trading partners. We in the Labour Party we're putting a lot more priority into those international relationships. Since Brexit, we've lost a lot of trade with the EU. It's damaging our economy. There's a number of things that have gone wrong for the British economy, but this is one of the factors. And so we need to renew those relationships, get more trade going, get more investment going.
That's Labour MP for Bristol North East and Corkman, Damien Egan, speaking to us earlier. More on the news at 1 after this break.